four patients here. First patient, Breeland, spelled B-R-E-E-L-Y-N-N. Last name, Fraser, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R. Date of birth, 3/28/16. Date of service, 1/12/24. This is a 7-year-old female patient here with flu-like symptoms. She had fever and a sore throat. She also has two other siblings who have been diagnosed with influenza A today. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Period in a paragraph. Normal voiding and bowel movements. Period in a paragraph. Blood pressure 115/71. Pulse 117. Temperature 98.2. Oxygenation 99%. Allergies none. Current medication none. Medical history negative. Surgical history negative. Social history. Lives with mom and dad and siblings. Period in a paragraph. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. They were negative. Period in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally. Oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema as well. Oral mucosa moist, neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, mildly tachycardic, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. Period in a paragraph, assessment and plan. Exposure to influenza A and influenza A type symptoms. Patient will receive Tamiflu twice a day per weight protocol. She is to get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed. Period in a paragraph, next patient. Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N, last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, date of birth 3/27/20, date of service 1/12/24. This is a 3-year-old little boy, comes in today with mom and other siblings with complaint of vomiting, diarrhea, a few bouts of fever as well. He does have another sibling who tested positive for influenza A today as well. Normal voiding and bowel movements. diarrhea has been minimal. Period in a paragraph. Allergies, none. Current medication, negative. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Lives with mom, dad, and multiple siblings. Period in a paragraph. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. Strep test was negative. Flu test was positive for influenza A. Period in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round. React to light. Ears. mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema noted, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart mildly tachycardic, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft and non-tender. Remainder of exam unremarkable. Period in paragraph, assessment and plan, influenza A. Patient will be given Tamiflu per weight protocol twice a day for 5 days. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and they're going to return to clinic or call me if not improving. Period in paragraph, next patient, Sebastian. Garcia is the last name. Date of birth, 8/6/21. Date of service, 1/12/24. This is a 2-year-old little boy here with mom, with vomiting and intermittent diarrhea. He's been having these symptoms for 2 days. Symptoms are better with rest, worse on activities. He does have two other siblings that tested positive for influenza A today. His current temperature to right now is 99.3. Period in a paragraph. Mild activity intolerance noted. He just wants to cuddle up next to mom. At times he is more playful. At times he goes back to being less active. Period in a paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, vital signs, pulse 112, respiration 16, temperature 99.3, oxygenating well at 99%, current weight 29 pounds. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for any secondhand smoke. Lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Period in a paragraph, labs today include a strep test and a flu test. They are negative. Period in a paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal and round. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema, noted bilaterally. Nothing ominous. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous as well. Neck soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur, mildly tachycardic, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, period in a paragraph. Exposure to influenza A and flu-like symptoms. Patient will receive Tamiflu per weight protocol twice a day for 5 days. He used to get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and then return to clinic if needed. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, last name Martinez. Date of birth, 6/28/18. Date of service, 1/12/24. This is a 5-year-old young man here with flu-like symptoms. He had a fever starting yesterday. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea like his siblings. Period, new paragraph. His activities have been somewhat decreased over the last day as well. Normal voiding and normal bowel movements for him today. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 114 over 74, pulse 110, respiration 19, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 99%. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history negative, surgical history negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Lives with other siblings as well. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. Strep test was negative, flu test was positive for influenza type A. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-up, well-groomed. He interacts well with me through the exam. Eyes, pupils are equal and round. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema is present. Oral pharyngeal area, very mildly erythematous. Oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, mildly tachycardic at 110. No murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Influenza type A, patient will receive Tamiflu per weight protocol twice a day for 5 days. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call me if not improving.